People turned out Sunday in stifling heat to participate in an ongoing series of protests in Hong Kong against a controversial bill that would have allowed the extradition of Hong Kong citizens suspected of crimes to mainland China. Protesters also called for an investigation into alleged police violence and for democratic reforms in the Chinese-ruled territory.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend, and the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on. Because we're Hong Kongers, we love our homes, so we need to fight.
Millions have rallied over the past 2 months in an unprecedented show of force against Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least six people. With the National Weather Service warning a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity over the weekend could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke, events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts to sporting events. But while many are searching for refuge inside, a lot of people have been heading outside. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say twin suicide bombings have killed at least eight people and wounded 25 others. Police say a suicide bomber attacked a security post Sunday in Dera Ismail Khan. Another suicide bomber, dressed in a burqa, attacked the hospital where the victims from the first explosion were taken, causing further casualties. The Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for the incidents in an email sent to VOA. Ukrainians are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a snap parliamentary election that could consolidate the power of its recently elected president. A tidal wave of popular support in April carried Volodymyr Zelensky, a comedian who played the president on a popular TV comedy, to Ukraine's highest office. His Servant of the People party, named after the TV show, is expected to do well, but may fall short of a majority, forcing it to form a coalition. Global tensions continue to mount over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic maintaining the seizure was a reciprocal move. Britain's Foreign Office said Saturday it summoned Iran's charge d'affaires in London a day after British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Tehran may be choosing a dangerous path of illegal and destabilizing behavior and warned Britain's reaction will be considered but robust.
And it's clear from talking to him and also statements made by Iran that they see this as a tit-for-tat situation following Grace One being detained in Gibraltar. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Germany and France have spoken out against Iran's actions. Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 2 million gallons of Iranian crude near the British territory of Gibraltar. Three astronauts rocketed into space aboard a Soyuz spacecraft on the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We have main engine ignition.
NASA's Rob Nabius describing the scene as the spacecraft blasted off from Russia's launch complex in Baikonur, Kazakhstan.
Engine turbo prop up. It's flight. And liftoff.
It's carrying Russian cosmonaut Alexander Svortsov, European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano from Italy, and American Andrew Morgan, all wearing a crew patch that echoes the one from NASA's moon mission, an event NASA's Navius also noted.
50 years after a small step for man, the Soyuz rocket and its multinational crew take a giant leap off the launch pad bound for the International Space Station.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music today. now.